Verses on the recital of the way to the beyond. Pingir said, I will recite the way to the beyond. As he saw it, so he explained, unstained with great intelligence, the one free from sense desired, the unentangled one, the strong one. Why should he speak falsely? Of the one who gave up stain and delusion, who gave up conceit and malevolence, come now, I will proclaim this lyric, which is endowed with beauty. The Buddha, the darkness dispeller, the visionary one, who has gone to the end of the world, transcended all of existence and given up all suffering, the one pollutant-free, whose very name is truth, O Brahmin, you are worshipped by me. Just as a bird who has given up a barren woodland might live in a forest which has much fruit, so too I have given up those of little wisdom, like a swan who has arrived at the great sea. Those who explained things to me in the past before Gotama's teaching, saying, it was so and so it will be, all that was just hearsay, all that just increased my thoughts. Alone sits the darkness dispeller, the bright one, the light maker, Gotama of great knowledge, Gotama of great intelligence, he who taught the teaching to me, which is visible, not subject to time, the end of craving beyond calamity, for which there is nowhere a likeness. Bhavari said, then why do you dwell apart from him, even for a second, Pingir, from Gotama of great knowledge, Gotama of great intelligence, he who taught the teaching to you, which is visible, not subject to time, the end of craving beyond calamity, for which there is nowhere a likeness. Pingir said, I would not dwell apart from him even for a second, Brahmin, from Gotama of great knowledge, Gotama of great intelligence, he who taught the teaching to me, which is visible, not subject to time, the end of craving beyond calamity, for which there is nowhere a likeness. I see him in my mind as though with the eye, as I dwell heedful night and day, Brahmin. Revering him, I make the night pass. For that reason, I think there is no dwelling apart. My confidence, happiness, mind and mindfulness do not depart from Gotama's teaching. Whatever direction the one of great wisdom goes to, it is to that very place that I incline. I am old, without strength and feeble. Because of that, my body does not go there. But by an effort of thought, I always go, for my mind, Brahmin, is joined to him. Lying down in a quagmire, I was trembling. I drifted from island to island. Then I saw the Sambuddha, the flood crosser, the one pollutant free. The Buddha said, just as Wakali released his confidence and Bhadrawada and Alavi Gotama, just like that you must release your confidence and you will go, Pingir, beyond the realm of death. Pingir said, I am more and more sure about this, having heard the sage's word, the cover remover, the Sambuddha, who is unhindered, assured in speech, who knows the great gods, who has understood everything far and near, the teacher who makes an end of questions in those who have doubts and make them known, the indestructible, the unagitated, for which there is nowhere a likeness, surely I will go there. About this I have no doubt. Thus bear me in mind as one whose heart is intent on Nibbana. The way to the beyond is finished.